listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Investigations are underway after a taxi allegedly struck a boy who was attempting to cross the street with family members in Nicol. It happened just after 7:30 Sunday night on Tambury Drive when a white Toyota taxi bus driving west allegedly collided with the young male. He sustained critical injuries and was flown to Perth Children's Hospital for treatment. Anyone with dashcam footage should contact Crime Stoppers. Cheaper and cleaner energy is on the way for Nullagine residents. The state and federal governments joining forces to fund trials of long-duration batteries for Aussies living in off-grid communities. Horizon Power's David Edwards says it'll establish new forms of energy storage.
We're looking at different storage technologies where we can store that otherwise curtailed energy and shift it into the evening peak.
It's back to the drawing board for Kununurra's new 50-metre pool. The state government has chipped in $5 million towards the project, but costs have doubled in recent years. The Shire of Wyndham East Kimberley will re-cost the project as the current 25-metre pool suffers groundwater problems. And a cash splash towards the growth of sustainable finfish production in the state's north. The state government granting Tassal $5 million to expand its barramundi production in the Kimberley's Buccaneer Archipelago. In sport, planning is underway for the Southern Division of the East Kimberley Footy League to stand alone. It's currently administered for Kununurra, but organisers want South games to be played on one oval in Halls Creek. Leaders say they've got a huge task ahead of them, needing to find enough officials, umpires and volunteers in town. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.